Okay, drive it.
Hello, and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting on June 18th, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Roll call.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Scott Nelson, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Gordon Wise, Financial Consultant.
Here.
And Bianca Carrillo, is that right? Okay, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Okay. First up is discussion of review fiscal year 24-25 proposed budget.
Good morning, members of the Finance Committee. What?
Evening.
Oh, good evening. Sorry. Good evening. I'm already off. No, you're good. All right. I'm here to present the proposed budget for FY24-25. I did want to preface by saying not a lot has changed since the last time I brought it here, so I'm just going to touch on some of the bigger changes. But if you do have any questions or want me to go anything in more detail, definitely stop me, let me know. As far as the revenue, the two biggest changes, and they're really not huge, are line item number 4, commodity sales, and standby fees tax revenue, line 8. But these changes are purely due to better estimates, because the previous budget that you saw was using actuals through March. This one is using actuals through May. So really it's just June being estimated. So these numbers are just more accurate. And that's really the reason for most of the changes that we'll see. Any questions on those two? Or anything in the revenue? Because really those two are the big changes. And then interest income for investment accounts has went up slightly based on improved estimates.
Can you go over line 7, the difference in line 7?
Yes. So line 7, actually, so no change in the proposed budget, but our projected year end did go up because we've had some more basic facility fees that happened, I believe, in April. So that increased our projected year end. So that's why it looks like a bigger difference. But again, columns D and E are just showing the dollar and percentage differences between projected year end and proposed. So that's why it looks like a bigger change. But the number is still the same. We're still just budgeting for the two, I believe, it's 2 5/8-inch meter installations and 2 3/4-inch meter installations for now. Number is the same, though. It's just the projected went up. And then if I'm moving down, just looking for another big change, is utilities wells, which is line number 30 under operational expenses, under facilities wells T&D. And that one went up, same reason, just improved estimates. We have a better number to go off of now that we're using the May actuals. And then moving down, really, there's not many big... Oh, sorry. Did you have a question, Director Tincher?
Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, moving down, there's really not any other big changes. I would say another big one is vehicle fuel, line 61, but same thing, it's just... and better estimates, so we just have a better figure to go off of. And that's really pretty much everything for the Schedule A. The only thing I will say to note on Schedule B, the proposed capital budget, is originally when I brought the budget last time, the district was budgeting to be done with the Bonita Vault by the end of fiscal year 24, but after review, we actually are going to carry over some expenses. So really, we're going to have about $20,200 in expenses for to finish the Bonita Vault. And these expenses, they cover $15,000 for the vault box and $5,000 for a crane to lift the vault. And then the Bonita Vault should be completed fairly early in fiscal year 25.
Yeah, we did order the material for $20,000. We just had the survey done on Monday. That's $2,800. So the only things that are still pending is the remainder of the payment for the vault and the crane. So the most competitive quote that I got for the crane was $51,000. Still waiting for Desert Crane and another company. And then there's another option that we may use the excavator, get a bigger excavator to dig a hole and lift it out. Yeah, so we may save money there, but I wanted to make sure that we took money. Originally, we had planned $50,000 for the Well 2 site because we're going to pour the concrete and build. And I wanted to give $50,000 to start the procedure. So I deducted the $20,000 that we're going to carry over for the Bonita Vault and leave the Well 2 site with $30,000 with hopes that the Main Street property would sell because that's going to fund the new building project.
Is that line 34, the well maintenance, or 32?
So for the capital, we're removing, you were talking about the Well 2 facility, that's line 14 on the capital.
It's on the next
one. Yeah, sorry. Yes, and I should have touched on that, but Michael did right now. We are removing the $20,000 from line 14, well number 2, facility building, and that moved to the Bonita Vault, line 8.
So in total, capital budget remains the same.
So in total it remains the same. There's a $200 difference because of that extra $200 on the Bonita Vault, but that's about it.
Right.
And then just based on all these estimates, if you went to the last page on Schedule A, I know we talked about this a little bit last time, it looks like based on the new figures that we'll be adding $14,900 to reserves versus last time I believe we were saying $5,400, and that $14,900 would take us over that $2 million, which I know everybody was very interested in last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it definitely looks like we're going to meet it.
All right.
But as far as that, like I said, there wasn't a lot of big changes, so if unless there's anything you want more clarification on or for me to reiterate, I'm open for any questions or concerns.
Question on legal services, so line 52, we're still budgeting $20,000.
Yes.
Just to spend any
this
of
is a safety net. We'll leave that there.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys saying to go over this with the full board?
Yes, I'm gonna go into line item. So I didn't know if you want to hear it twice, I could do it right now. Yes, definitely going to go into full detail on the full boards here.
I don't have any other questions, Jim?
No.
Okay. Good. And then next up is the balance sheet, profit and loss, and capital detail.
Do you want me to handle that, or do you guys want to do it? We've got all you guys here.
If we're here, we should do it, Corey.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Let me open it for May, right? Yes. Okay.
If you have questions, you can ask me or Mike.
More
details, probably.
Okay. Cool. So, I don't know what page it is in your book, but page 5. We're looking at the budget to actual for May 30 for the period ended in May.
The budget.
Page six, for the period ending May 31st, 2024. Some notable changes, I guess, beginning with revenues. Our base rate commodity sales, fire sales, they're going up, in proportion with our increased rate study. Our fees and charges have increased a little bit based on
bigger picture.
Okay, sorry. I guess total operating income, we're at 88%. So a little bit under our goal of 92%, but that has to do with the fire sales And less when we budgeted last year, we budgeted for more connections than we have currently. So that's why that one's trending a little bit low. Commodity sales, we had a similar issue, and that has been fixed in this year's budget. So those two numbers are why we're trending a little bit low. But then based on what you were saying, Director Wargo, if you look at line 7 in basic facility fees, we did add $9,000 in May alone, and we added a little bit more in April. So that's why that number changed on our current budget, or our fiscal year 25 budget. Moving down to non-operating income.
One of the main contributors is on line 2, 3. I'm sorry, commodity sales. We had wet months from December until April. So the park here, which usually uses between $10,000 and $12,000 a month, they have their sprinklers off for all those months. So that's why the commodity sales was down.
Thank you, Michael. And then moving down to non-operating income, as you can see, non-operating income is at 110%, so well over the year-to-date percentage that we should be at, and that is mainly because of the interest income coming from the class account and our investment accounts in general. We are a little low on property taxes. We were actually discussing this before you came in, and that is because previous year we received our big our pig tax deposit in May of last year, a smaller one in June. This year it is switched. We got a small one in May. The big one's coming in June. It is confirmed. So that number will reach its budget, actually a little more than $102,000, I believe. And then moving down to our expenses for payroll, we're at 90%, so right in line with our budget. Nothing really big to note here, unless there's any questions. If not, I'll keep moving. Moving down to operational expenses, looking at lines 28 through 37, which is our facilities, wells, transmission, distribution. We are under budget here. However, it's not a bad thing. We just have used a little bit less meter testing and repair, a lot less for the repair and maintenance materials for the line repair and maintenance on line 32. And then just for our maintenance, all our maintenance costs are a little bit lower than we anticipated, which is never a bad thing. And then moving down to office expenses. Our total office expenses are a little bit under budget as well, 82%, should be at 92%. But again, this is due to less supplies and equipment. As you can see, we're only at $3,800. We budgeted for $11,000. And then also, and that's probably the main factor driving us down, actually, looking at that. And then moving down to our support services, we are at 82% as well. And this is due to our legal services mainly. Our legal services much less than anticipated, but definitely want to keep that budget there. And also our audit. But our auditing, we should be getting those remaining fees for the audit, we should be getting those in June, since they were just here doing interim. Here doing interim work today, right?
Last week.
And then moving down, let's see, anything else notable? Total service tools and equipment, we're 62%, well under the budget. And again, this is because of repair and maintenance not being as high. Our safety expenses, we haven't used as much. Employee uniforms, many of these we just haven't. And then shop supplies and small tools, we're only at $9,000, only halfway of that budget. So it's just a lot less, lot less expenses than we thought we would need. And then moving down to our non-operating expenses, we are over budget here, but that is due to the loan interest and processing fee, this is due to the damaged truck, stolen goods, and the grant application share of costs that were not originally budgeted. The damaged truck, stolen goods was obviously one-time thing, and the grant application share of costs, we didn't know about that when we planned the budget last year, so that's those two figures are what's driving up our budget and the non-operating expenses. And then looking at the big picture, our net income and loss, it looks like we're adding $615,000 right now for our net income. And we budgeted for $159,150, so I'd say the district's doing pretty well the budget right now. And then if we do want to look at capital projects, which is our next schedule.
Before we go to that, I just want to make one call out. So on line 30, the meter testing and repair is so low because we've been doing all the replacements.
Right.
Yeah, and we've
right.
been replacing them, so we don't have to test them as much.
Right,
so.
Right.
Good job.
And then, thank you. And then, of course, the one that we did test was the Cabazon outlet that was a 10-inch meter. We wanted to make sure that that was efficient and didn't need repair. So that was a major expense on that one.
And then just moving down to capital projects, no big changes. So just moving to capital projects, no big changes except for we did some more work on the Bonita Vault, and then that's going to, like we discussed earlier, that's going to carry over into fiscal year 25, but only about 20K. And then we've made some more progress on the Esperanza waterline improvements and on groundwater well improvements. But other than that, not many big changes to capital this in May. And that would cover the financials. If there's any other questions you have, I'm available for,
Thank you.
Give Evelyn a break for
Last time when Evelyn did it, though, she did it great. Yeah, she flew through it.
Finance and Audit Committee District Payables Review and Approval of Signing.
This is
just the check signing?
Is the
new 991
here? Yeah, that's just the check
signing.
Okay.
It's always been on there.
Do you have anything you're going to add, Mike? Or is that, I don't know if we're
did new. I need to mention about the retention fund?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, okay. Probably would confess.
So the isolation valve project is completed. Everything's been paid in full. There was a glitch in some of the paperwork from the city of Banning to the state. So basically, the retention was in the amount of 10%, so it was $107,000. So we did our due diligence along with Freedom and Stewart, and we were to be refunded the $107,000 because that's what a retention is for.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insurance policy to make sure that your project is completed, and if it's not completed, then you use that money to hire another contractor to complete that project. So somehow or another, the 107 got sent back to the state when it should have been refunded, so we have to pay the San Gregorio pass back. So let me tell you a few line items. So Krieger and Stewart did their due diligence. They looked at all the emails, the correspondence between the city of Banning and Krieger and Stewart. So under no circumstances did they ever indicate that no, we don't require the retention fund. And then Jennifer, who is the grants product manager, and Art, who is the general manager, they reviewed their correspondence as well. So this is the final email that they sent us. Art and I are scheduled to meet with DWR Monday morning in the effort to request restoration of the project to retention funding. And so we have to put together documentation and provide that to them so they can communicate with DWR for that refund of retention.
How did it get back to the state? I don't understand.
I don't think it went back to the state. I think what happened was they reallocated it to another project that was under the Banning, because Banning manages like four different projects
so
under this grant.
Else.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
So we're trying to get it back. Project. We're meeting with them on Monday to try to figure it all out.
So they're working on it.
Yeah.
So basically they realized that we did not make any recommendations to not, refund that money.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the weird thing. Why would we do that? Because
we
paid the contractors for that, so why would we
right.
And that's on 14 and 15, the isolation valves and the Esperanza, or?
Yeah, it's a little weird because it was over the course of the previous fiscal year, too, but it's $107,000.
Yeah. And this email came on May 31st. Please see attached. I just wanted to let you know I was able to request the $769,000 under the category D on invoice 9 instead of the $794,000. You requested DWR was withholding a retention in the amount of $122,000. So they know that they're withholding it. And like she said, it was probably because there's a bunch of projects that the city of Banning is managing, so we completed our project, so they probably took that retention fund and distributed it to another, because so they can all get utilized. You know, you don't want to send money back. So it probably got utilized for another project that they were overseeing. Because it's kind of like a pass-through, you know, they handle
it. No, they took our money.
Huh?
Yeah.
They took our money.
But yeah, so we're, you know, but it looks like everybody's working together to get it back. So they're, you know, it's DWR, us, and Krieger and Stewart already did their due diligence. So hopefully it'll come to a quick and successful resolution.
So we're going to have another ad hoc finance and audit to discuss the outcome of that, or?
I'm just letting you know it's ongoing. So that became in light about a month ago.
Maybe we sign checks together next time and go over
that,
and then, yeah. We could do that, yeah.
Yeah, we can do
that.
Anything else?
No. Any public comment? Yeah. She looks like she's got something to say back there.
Okay, and with that, we'll move to adjournment at 522, and we'll adjourn to check signing.
I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was just trying to steer you in the way that I would.